Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM. I'm Navi Ballin. Joining us today is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
I'm here. Let's just go with that.
All right. Sounds good. So, Colleen, tomorrow MKO will be holding a memorial for the 215 children that were discovered at a former residential school site in BC. What was your reaction to the news that broke last Friday?
It literally was heartbreaking and devastating. I guess you can't say wasn't something that you might not expect to hear someday, but it's one of those things that when you do hear it, it's just that much more tragic. And you think of the children that, you know, didn't come home to the parents, and you think about your own children and grandchildren and how lucky we've been all these years. And I have a daughter that has three foster children, and we try keeping them in touch with their natural parents and that, and now they're going home. So it's sort of a hole in your heart, but then you're glad to see that they're actually being reunited with their parents. So it's a whole mixed bag of emotions, and I think with all the calls for action that we will definitely be finding more of these grave sites in the future, and I feel for all the parents, grandparents, and relatives and friends of people lost in the past, and rest in peace to these young souls.
Mm-hmm. And what does this news mean for us here in Thompson? How does it relate to our city?
Oh, like Thompson is, you know, we always say we're 60% Indigenous, and we have so many outlying communities around, and so many people that were flown out to the residential schools and taken to the schools. So it definitely has an impact on the whole north, and Thompson in particular. Like after the news broke and then we were asked to put our flags at half mast, I didn't hesitate. It seemed like such a small gesture. Then Kristen Wichtel phoned me or texted me a few hours later, would we be able to, you know, collect 215 pairs of shoes and have them at City Hall for people to come back and walk by and get the impact. And I'm telling you, the impact, the come and see those shoes, it just, when you think of the sizes, like there was children from three and up out there, it's just literally heartbreaking. KTC just had a service by the river for the impact of it. MKO service tomorrow, and MKO, like, it'll be basically the dignitaries at the site, and then they're having Zoom. You'll be able to Zoom in from anywhere, so there could be, you know, hundreds of people on line to see this memory for these lost children, and more to be found.
Mm-hmm. How important is it for Thompsonites to support and be a part of this conversation?
Oh, it's very important. We're all part of the conversation. It affects our everyday lives. It affects, you know, when you look at the issues of some of the issues that we look at downtown, and you just sort of gloss them over. I know on Sunday I had a talk with a gentleman come up, and he himself said he had been in Dauphin and Guy Hill Residential School. He said, now, nothing happened to me. He said, but I have friends that I never saw again. So, yes, it affects us all. And just reach out and talk to somebody. Listen to their story. Come and take in these shoes at City Hall and just see if you can walk away without it having an impact on yourself.
Mm-hmm. And once again, where and when will MKO's memorial service be held?
It's up on the site with their monument at Lions Park. And like I say, with the COVID restrictions and that, it won't be many people allowed, like, to gather as such on the site. It's going to be more of a virtual monument and drive-by and that. So please respect their, the policies and the protocols that are in place.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about this that you'd like to talk about today?
No, I think this is something we'll be talking about for a long time. I don't think it's something that's just going to go away after, a couple hours conversation.
Now, Colleen, we do have a listener question, and they write, recently a Thompson resident was with family at Lions Park, Play Park by Burntwood River. During their time there, they noticed behavior that they suspected was related to drug buys. A number of vehicles pulled in, congregating, then vehicles leaving. This was in the middle of the afternoon at the in the middle of the week. The resident contacted the RCMP and the public safety counselor and spoke to others in City Hall. This resident is concerned about this park and other locations in the city that could be taken over for illicit behaviors. So the question is, whose responsibility is it to maintain, and in this case, police the site and similar ones like this? So what's your response to this?
I think it's all of our responsibilities. Like these folks did the right thing. It is basically you call the RCMP. But one step farther, if you notice some of these things on a regular basis, phone the RCMP. If you can get some license plate numbers, that's even better for them, and call it in. This type of thing happens more than people realize in parking lots, out by the King Minor statue, in the different parks. None of us want this behavior. But unless we get it reported to the police, as we notice, our RCMP here, our record of busting legal drug rings and that is known across Manitoba. So, but it takes literally all of us to report. If you have a neighbor in a house or a trailer or somewhere, please report the activities coming and going to the RCMP. They will take note and they will do something about it. Sometimes it seems to take a while because they have to gather proper intelligence and make sure they have a case before they just pounce. But if they get, you know, say a drug buy at Lions Park and they have a couple license plate numbers and those same license plate numbers show up in a parking lot downtown, somebody reports it, or all of a sudden they're at a house that has lots of traffic in and out of there, they can put two and two together and they can start, you know, identifying who's doing this.
All right. Good to know. Now, the Beautify Thompson initiative is underway as of Tuesday. I know we're only a few days in, but has the city been seeing residents participating at all?
Oh, yes. If you actually go to the city website, Casper put up some pictures yesterday already. I know on the, basically the day before it started, we had people that I picked up, they picked up garbage by the brick, and I actually, I took 25 bags when the city trucks took 10 to the City Hall garbage bin for them. It's already starting. You can get your, your bags in front doors of City Hall. Now, I just mentioned that, like with that being said, you can do that from 8:30 till 4:30, but Casper's still working on the after hours pickup for bags and gloves and that. So at this time, if you need, you can come out to McCready Campground, and just as you come in the gate, there's the little brown building that we used at the Christmas winter display. I will leave bags and gloves on the deck there, so if people need gloves or bags on the weekends or after hours, you can go out there. And we're working on getting a downtown location to pick up bags and that. And if anybody wants to participate and have their establishment available for bags and pickup, if you get a hold of communications@thompson.ca, they'll get back to you and set you up for being able to pick up bags at your place.
Perfect. Now, there is a city council meeting coming up on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So what can residents expect on the agenda?
Okay. It's not a huge council meeting. There's going to be a public hearing for a zoning bylaw amendment. And then there's going to be just one letter from the Canadian Mental Health Association. And then there's some resolutions. There's two resolutions to rescind the financial plan, and there's a resolution. I'm going to be appointing my new deputy mayor, and then there's the jump start for the concrete is going to be there. And basically, we're sent a resolution to support. We've been working very hard over the last year and a half for electrical vehicle charge stations. So there'll be a resolution to work with Eco West to get them up and running along Number 6 and Number 10 highways. We're working in conjunction with other municipalities.
All right, good to know. Now, how can people attend the meetings? Will there be any changes to the in-person registrations with the updated public health orders?
Yes, with the public day new public health orders, we won't be having a gallery. So that means that there'll be nobody in City Hall except that. And even most of our councillors will likely be on Zoom. They can attend, but that is all with limited space. If any of the public wants to have questions for the community feedback, if they email tparobec@thompson.ca, and she will make arrangements to ask their questions for them or have them able to ask, or call Tammy at 204-677-7938. And that should all be before noon on Monday so that she can get it set up with the people and send them. Otherwise, go, as you have been able to in the last year or more, go onto our city website and go and watch the meeting from home.
All right, good to know. Are there any public works or city updates to share today?
I actually have a few. If the public works were still pothole filling, I see we're catching up on a few, and please feel free, phone 204-677-7970 to report any potholes. There's times when not all of us are driving on every place, so we don't see it. So putting them on Facebook, as I said, Facebook hasn't fixed a pothole for me yet, so please call the Public Works. We're doing the street sweeping, and just so you know, the street sweeper on the 70 stretch, Mystery Lake Road, is not the city street sweeper. That is hired by the province. So if you have any comments on the street sweeping on Mystery Lake Road out through town, please contact the highways. Other than that, anything else that's in town, we are doing street sweeping at night. We have had a few calls congratulating us, thanking us for that. And I think we had our first call from somebody that wasn't happy that we're cleaning at night. But it has to be done. And as we know with this job, you can't please everybody. We're doing our best, folks, and we do want to get this town cleaned up. Also, a census. If you haven't filled out your census form yet, that is how the city gets their dollars for operating in that, so much per person. And it's very important that everybody, if you know somebody that hasn't, maybe a senior or somebody that doesn't know how, please go over and help them so that we can get the numbers filled in by the census. And then for June, it's something new. It's called Buddy Up Month. And the city is participating for this campaign in June. And it's to promote conversations among men and their buddies and raise awareness of men and suicide. It can literally go to anybody, but this month that we're basically focusing on this, so the city of Thompson's going to participate, other businesses in that, and so if you want to check out with the Buddy Up campaign, I think if you phone the City Hall 677-7910, we can maybe help you, tell you how we're promoting and going through, and there is a Buddy Up campaign website in that. So please go and see how we can, especially, I think it's even that more important. You know, we're over a year into this pandemic and we're all feeling it. And, you know, a lot of the men that were raised that, you know, they can't have feelings or they shouldn't show their feelings. Well, this is our chance to give them our support and let them know that we're here to help them in that. So, again, I would like to just give a shout out for the seniors. That if anybody is a seniors abuse, we're going to be declaring that again this week. So if you see any seniors abuse or are a senior and feel that you need to ask questions in that, call 1-888-896-7183. And there'll be somebody there to listen or support you, and it's just very important. And I guess just in closing, I would like to thank all the Thompsonites that have already been out and starting to do the spring cleanup and that. I would like to give a shout out to businesses. Sometimes we forget them and we don't appreciate what they really do. I was big shout out to A&W, have already cleaned their sidewalks and the grass in front of them and that. And so other businesses, I'm challenging you to take a page out of Rick's book and get out there and clean up your business. You don't have to wait for us to help you or be told. But feel free to phone in or go into the communication line, report what you've cleaned up so that we can get it out on our site and we can help promote you and we can thank you properly in the public eye. So I just wanted to get that out there, that this cleanup again shouldn't be a one-month campaign. It should be something that we're doing all year round. So thank you to A&W and the other businesses that are starting. And I'm not leaving you out because I intend to. It's because I don't know. So feel free even to give me a call on my cell, 679-6315. If you have something good to say about our Thompson or something that you need me to help fix, just feel free to give me a call.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning for City Beat.
Oh, one more thing, sorry. Mm-hmm. Vaccine walk-in clinic. I almost forgot. There's a walk-in clinic today from 11 till 6. They have Pfizer and Moderna. And so if you had your first shot April 13th or before, you're definitely eligible. It's 18 to 99. And if you had your shot just 21 days for Pfizer, 28 for Moderna, and you have a health issue, like my Down syndrome son is on his 22nd day, so I'm eligible to take him today because he has he's on one of the shortlisted categories. So take a look. Please go down. Yesterday there was just about 300, so it's 300 more arms that we have vaccine in, and is much safer. We're still doing pretty good in the north, but even with this 215 in the memory of our children, our gatherings are getting a bit larger, and there again, that could set off a whole new thing for Thompson. So let's get out there. We're not safe until we're all vaccinated, and I had my second one last Saturday at a walk-in, so let's go to these walk-ins. Let's get vaccinated, Thompson. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for letting us know about that. Thanks again, Colleen, for joining us for City Beat. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca or call our newsline at 677-3905. For this edition of City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.